Now, last week we started our series looking at the Lord's Prayer. And Sam started with a quiz last week, so I thought I would start with a little quiz too. Now, I've got some pictures up on the screen there, and we're going to play a game of match the character to the dad. I have four dads on there, and I've got some characters. I'm going to see if you can match the character to the dad. Okay, first one. I've got Simba the lion. Who thinks they can spot Simba's dad on that screen? Go on, Amelia. The other lion. Yeah, the faster lion, yeah. Okay, so we've matched one dad, well done. Next one. I've got Lisa Simpson. Who do you think is her dad on there? Seth. Yeah, exactly. The other yellow cartoon character, exactly. Next one, me. Which one do you think is my dad on there? Anyone else? Who thinks they can spot my dad on there? Yep, Nathan. Yeah, but that one with the bald head, exactly. Yep, that is my dad. Okay. Now, next question. What about Christians? If we're trusting in Jesus, who is our dad? Anyone? Yeah. God, exactly. God. If you were here last week, that's what we were learning from Sam, that if we're trusting in Jesus, God is our dad, and that he is the best dad ever. But when we did that little quiz, it was kind of easy to spot the things that were similar between the characters and their dads. You know, we could work out there was a lion and there was a lion. There was a yellow cartoon character, and there was a yellow cartoon character. There was someone with a large head and receding hairline, and you know, we could match that. But when we were talking about Christians and God, well, there is a massive, massive difference. It's not as straightforward. Because you see, our God is the best dad ever, but he's not like us. Okay? Now, we're going to think about that a little bit more in a second, but I wonder if you've ever, when we've said the Lord's Prayer or read the Lord's Prayer, there's a slightly strange word beginning with an H. Right there, it starts. Have a look. It's on the third page of our Orders of Service. Have a look down. See if you can find a slightly strange word beginning with H that we don't say very often, that we don't use normally, very near the beginning of the Lord's Prayer. Can anyone spot a funny word? Nathan? Oh, heaven, that does begin with H. Next word after heaven. Oh, you're jumping ahead there. Joshua. Hallowed. Exactly, hallowed. Now, that is a very strange word. I don't think I normally use the word hallowed. But hallowed means the same as holy or special or different. And you know what? Every time we say the Lord's Prayer, it reminds us that our God, who is the best dad ever, is not like us. Okay, because he is holy and special and perfect, but different to us. Now, about 700 years before Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray, a man called Isaiah got to see how hallowed, how special, how perfect, how different God is. And we're going to hear what happened to Isaiah now. Sarah Jane is going to come and read for us from Isaiah. And to be listening out for this amazing thing that Isaiah saw and heard.
So the Bible reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Sarah Jane. Now, wasn't that an amazing vision that Isaiah had? It was an overload on all his senses. There were all sorts of things that he could see and hear and smell and taste and touch. It's five senses. Now, I want you guys, either in your families or on your own, have a look through verses 1-4 and see if you can spot all the things that Isaiah could see and hear and smell and feel during this vision. Okay, have a go, a couple of minutes, chatting in your families or having a think on your own, or turn to the person next to you, and then we'll come back and we'll feedback some of our things that we can use our senses for. So go, have a think, have a chat in your families, go for it. Thirty seconds left. It's all gone quiet. You've obviously thought of all those things. Okay, so did anyone spot anything that Isaiah would have seen with his eyes? Anything that he would have seen? Nathan? The Lord's robe. Exactly, the edge of his robe filling the temple. Brilliant. Melia. I'll let that hand up first and then find an answer. Oh, it seen the seraphim, these fiery angels with their wings. Yeah, and they were covering different bits of their body. Brilliant. Seth. You forgot that sign. Anything else that Isaiah saw during his vision? Just smoke. Yeah, the smoke filling the temple. Okay, those are all the things I thought that Isaiah would have seen too. Now, what do you think Isaiah would have heard during this? Anyone else, what would he have heard? Go on. Well, you see, he would have heard the angels, the seraphim, exactly. Those fiery angels, they were singing a song. We're going to think a little bit about that song. Just a second. Anything else? Anything else that he would have heard? Go on, Nathan. Yeah, all that shaking, you know, when things shake, you get that rumbling noise. You would have heard all that sort of rumbling as everything was shaking. Maybe you'd have heard the wings of the angels flapping. Yes, those are things you would have seen and heard. What about smell? I think there's one big thing that you would have smelled. Yeah, smoke. Yeah, so we've got our barbecue afterwards. Maybe you smell the smoke. You can imagine Isaiah smelling all that smoke in his vision. And what do you think he would have felt with his sense of touch and feel? Anything? We've really thought a little bit about it. Just, yeah, everything's shaking. And all of this is a bit too much for us to get our heads around. But Seth said about the angels singing, and everything that Isaiah was smelling and feeling and touching and hearing was all added to the message that the angels were singing about, that God is holy. See that in verse 3, they sing, holy, holy, holy. Now, saying something three times was like writing it in massive letters, big, bold letters, underlining it, circling around it, exclamation marks after it, arrows pointing to it, everything. Showing that God is the most super holiest ever. That was the message that Isaiah was learning as God was showing him this vision. That God was holy, perfect, not like human beings. And now Isaiah seems to get that. He seems to get the message. At the end, you look in your sermon sheets, little number 5, verse 5. Isaiah says, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips." Now he realizes that compared to God's perfectness, he is dirty. Now, I had a little look around my house for some dirty things, and the cricket wipes that I played in yesterday are particularly dirty. They've got mud everywhere. You can see sort of grass stains, and yeah, I'm not going to have fun washing these. They are filthy. And if I hold them up next to a nice clean pair, it just shows how dirty the dirtiness is. Okay? And the same thing was going on for Isaiah. You see, he realized that he was dirty. Not that he was muddy, but that he was dirty because of his sin. He was messed up. But God is absolutely perfect and clean. And when Isaiah saw the two next to one another, he realized how messy he was. Now the thing is, if we're trusting in Jesus, wonderfully, God has washed away our sins because of what Jesus did on the cross, made us part of God's family. That's why we can call God our dad, the best dad ever. And that is so important. It's the best news of it. It's what Christianity is all about. And if you wouldn't say you're trusting in Jesus, check this message out. Read a biography of Jesus. Talk to a Christian friend. But the thing is, even if we are trusting in Jesus, we can't forget that by ourselves, we are dirty. We're not perfect. Only God is. He is holy. God's the best dad ever, but he's not like us. And the Lord's Prayer helps us to think about God rightly and ourselves rightly too. So this should be a reminder to us that prayer isn't like we've got Aladdin's lamp. And we rub it and a genie comes out and we're asking the genie to grant us our wishes, just whatever we want. When we pray to God, we're talking to a God who is absolutely holy, so awesome and so perfectly different from us. And that should just make us stop before we pray and remember who we're talking to. Say, thank you to God for who he is, how amazing he is, before we ask him all the things that we want to pray about. Because Isaiah's vision was a reminder that God is holy, but he's also a powerful king who deserves all the glory, the powerful king who deserves all the glory. Again, the angels were singing about that in verse 3. Have a look down at verse 3 in our service sheets, number 3. The angels are singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." Now, glory, that's another slightly strange Bible word. But it's linked to the idea of things being heavy and important. Now, I wonder, could I have someone to come and give me a hand with something? Noah, do you want to come and give me a hand? Okay, because I've left a few things on stage. I could do with a hand sort of picking up, it's all the same. Noah, would you mind just picking up that bit of paper for me there? Thanks, well, that was hard work. Brilliant, just put it on the table, thanks. And then could you just grab that box for me while you're at it? Oh, go on, I think. Oh. Got on the table. Brilliant. Now, just before you go, which was easier to do, picking up the piece of paper or picking up that box? The piece of paper, that was a bit easier. And which do you think was more important, picking up the piece of paper or picking up the box?
The box.
Why?
Because it was heavier.
Because it was heavier. It was heavier. It took more effort, more thinking about it. You didn't have to think about picking up the piece of paper, did you? No, you just bent down and picked up. You had to have three or four goes to get the box. Brilliant, thanks. Go and take a seat. You see, God being perfect in all his holiness is an important thing. It's a weighty thing. Something that makes us stop and think. Noah didn't have to think twice about picking up that sheet of paper because it's light. But picking up that box, about 13 kilos, is heavy. It requires some thinking about, it requires some effort. It's much more important. And let's not forget, God is the king of everything and everyone. And Isaiah realized that at the end of his vision, he says, I've seen the king, the Lord Almighty. You see, God deserves the glory, the weightiness, the importance, because he is perfectly holy and in charge over everything and everyone. You know, as Sam was saying last week, if we were talking to the Queen, we would speak and act very differently to if we were just chatting with our friends. And so speaking to God, the King of everyone and everything, in prayer, is a really important thing. Now, that doesn't mean we have to use fancy or old-fashioned words when we pray. We don't have to, you know, bow or curtsy before we say our prayers. But in our hearts, we need to be remembering that God is the powerful King who deserves all the glory. So it means when we pray, we're not just thinking about what we want, what I want. Instead, we're putting God first, what he wants. Our prayers become more about his glory being seen more and more. And the very, very end of the Lord's Prayer reminds us of that too, that God's the powerful King, the one who hears our prayers and answers them for his glory. The end of the prayer says, for yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, now and forever. So the Lord's Prayer starts by reminding us about how holy and different God is to us, and then finishes reminding that he deserves all the glory and has all the power. So prayer's about God, first and foremost, and us, somewhere down here in a second. So a little challenge for us as we finish. When we say our prayers this week, before we just go in and pray about everything that we want to, let's stop and remember who we're talking to. Let's remember that God is the best dad ever, but that he's not like us. Instead, he's the powerful king, perfect king, who deserves all the glory. And let's thank him for being this amazing, good and holy God, for being the creator and sustainer of everything, for sending Jesus to make us clean again. And as we do that, our hearts will be in a better place to pray about our lives as God wants us to. Let's do that now and finish in prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, now and forever. Thank you so much that you're an amazing, powerful God, so different from us, totally perfect and good. Would you help all of us to remember this as we pray to you? Would we get to know you and love you better for who you are? In Jesus' name, amen.